Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 202 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. I know Miss Rebecca Carson. I have seen her go twice into the private lady's dressing room with Leo M. Frank. The court permitted this testimony over the objection of the defendant made, as is aforesaid, and in doing so committed error. The court stated that this evidence was admitted to dispute the witness they had called. It was wholly immaterial to the issues involved in this case whether Frank did or did not go into a private dressing room with Miss Carson. It did, however, prejudice the jury as indicating Frank's immorality with reference to women. 59. Because the court erred in permitting the witness, Vagus Griffin, to testify over the objection of the defendant made when the testimony was offered, that the same was immaterial, illegal, and incompetent, to testify substantially as follows. I have seen Miss Rebecca Carson go into the ladies' dressing room on the fourth floor with Leo M. Frank. Sometimes it was in the evening and sometimes in the morning during working hours. I saw them come in and saw them come out during working hours. The court permitted this testimony to go to the jury over the objection of the defendant made, as is aforesaid, and in doing so, committed error. The court stated that this evidence was admitted to dispute the witnesses they had called. It was wholly immaterial to the issues involved in this case whether Frank did or did not go into a private dressing room with Miss Carson. It did, however, prejudice the jury as indicating Frank's immorality with reference to women. 60. Because the court refused to give the following pertinent legal charge in the language requested. The jury are instructed that if under the evidence they believe the theory that another person committed this crime is just as reasonable and just as likely to have occurred as the theory that this defendant committed the crime, that then the evidence would not in a legal sense have excluded every other reasonable hypothesis than that of the prisoner's guilt, and you should acquit him. This request was submitted in writing and was handed to the /19.